Unit 9, Lesson B, page 76. 5. A suitable pet. A. Listen to a pet shop owner talk about suitable pets for different types of people. Write the types of people in the chart below.
We get all kinds in here, all kinds of people. And you know, sometimes they've got some funny ideas about what's the right pet for them. But that's what I'm here for, you see. I set them straight. Take, for instance, couch potatoes. You know, people who spend most of their time sitting on a couch watching TV. Now, they might want a dog, but that would be a mistake. Dogs require a lot of care, attention, and walks. No, for couch potatoes, I think a cat or a parakeet is the right choice. Now, for outdoor sports enthusiasts, I mean people who love to get out of the house and get a lot of exercise, I think a large dog is a natural choice. You know, a perfect exercise buddy. Quiet boy! Now, where was I? Oh, right. You know, lately, there have been quite a few of those world travelers through my shop looking to buy pets. These folks spend so much time out of the country or on the road that I wonder why they even want pets. For these folks, I often recommend a cat or small dog that the person can put in a kennel or take along in a carrier when they travel. Now, things are very different for what I call full housers. Households full of family, children, and friends, with people coming and going all the time. Those folks can get any pet they choose. The more, the merrier. It's easy to have a pet when there are lots of people to take care of it. Now, did I leave anybody out? Oh, yeah, the busy-as-a-bee city dwellers. They're home from work, out again for dinner, going shopping, going dancing, home just in time to go to sleep, then up early and out the door to work. For those types, I think an aquarium filled with tropical fish is the best choice. It looks cool in the apartment, and the fish are perfectly happy with the other fish. They really don't care who their owner is at all.